Article 1, just quickly to get those wrapped up.
Madam Chair, Article 1, House Only, Section 9. This makes an addition to the list of persons who cannot be legal non-licensed childcare providers to include persons found guilty of wrongfully obtaining public assistance.
Madam Chair, I would move in Article 1, Section 9 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Then I believe that one of the amendments that we adopted had a little bit of an error in it, and so just to make sure we're all doing everything exactly right here, we need to reconsider the A 111 amendment.
Madam Chair, I'd move to reconsider the A 111 amendment.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the amendment is reconsidered and back before us.
Now, Madam Chair, I would like to move an amendment to the amendment.
Ms. White, would you like to read the amendment to us?
Yes, Madam Chair. On the 111 amendment, because we are changing the percentage on line 1.7, we also need to change the percentages on line 1.27, 1.36, 2.7, 2.14, from 2.5 to 1.25. This is a formula, and it's just because we're changing that one percentage, these also need to be adjusted.
Representative Huntley moves that amendment. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Now we have the amendment as amended before us. Representative Huntley moves we readopt the amendment.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the A 111 amendment as amended.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I have one other possible amendment on section Article 1, if I could, and it had to do with the FTE that we had on that the legal inspection of legal unlicensed child care centers. It was section 93. And it's on page R113.
Yes.
And the Department of Education is listed here as someone that the Commission of Human Services will consult with.
Yes.
And they allocated a 0.25 FTE for this. So I would propose we just take out the Commissioner of Education from the amendment as the person they'll be consulted with, and then we should have no, Human Services doesn't have any FTEs for it.
3 months.
If you are comfortable with it.
I think that would work.
So I would move on page R113 of the House language 109.8. Change commissioners to commissioner, and on 109.9, delete and education.
You've heard the amendment. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted.
And I'd move that section, Madam Chair, or Representative Huntley perhaps can do it.
Madam Chair, I'll move section 93 as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. And I think we still have one thing on hold in this article, but at least we've gotten everything else but that, I think, taken care of, and we can then revert back to Article 5. And we were just finishing up on page 6. We had finished page 6.
Correct, Madam Chair. The next section is Senate only, section 13. It imposes several duties on the Commission of Human Services related to chemical health. I think that is still on hold.
Yes.
Senate-only Section 14 related to the CD fund. I don't think the conferees adopted those provisions.
Still on hold.
Hold, okay. The next is Senate-only Sections 15, 16, and 17 all deal with mental health certified peer specialists. It's my understanding that that has been adopted.
Yes.
And that's Sections 15, 16, and 17.
Madam Chair, I would move on pages 8 and 9 of Article 5 of the House language, I would move Sections 15, 16, and 17 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is Senate Section 19 related to grants to counties for mental health services and other changes necessary to implement the mental health initiative. The identical language has already been adopted, but now we need to adopt the other paragraphs that were amended in line with the mental health initiative that the conferees have agreed to.
Madam Chair, I would move that we would add the sections of Section 19 that we have not adopted so far so that we would complete Section 19.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next is Senate-only Section 18. It expands medical assistance coverage subject to federal approval to improve intensive mental health outpatient treatment for dialectical behavioral therapy. It's my understanding that the conference committee has adopted the Senate position.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 18 of the Senate language on page 9.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next is Section 20, a Senate-only provision that is a non-money issue. It requires a commissioner to approve curriculum parent team training provided to mental health behavioral aides.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt Section 20.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Senate-only Section 22 lists individuals who are exempt from participating in PMAP, which includes children with severe emotional disturbance, except if that child is eligible for or declines enrollment in an approved preferred integrated network plan.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 22 on page 10.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I need to back up and actually, I believe, move to remove and put on hold what we just adopted in Section 19, because I believe that's the amendment area.
19. I believe you're right, Representative Walker. Yes. So we will reconsider the motion where we adopted Section 19. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted and Section 19 is on hold.
Okay. Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 25 related to critical access mental health rate increase. requires a 23.7% increase in payment rates to mental health providers and a 2.36 increase for individual and family skills training by CTSS providers. It's my understanding that the Senate language has been adopted. There's a small technical amendment that's necessary to change the date to December 31st of 07 rather than January 1st of 06.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 25, but to replace the date with the following date, December 31st, 2007.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is Senate only Section 26. Makes the mental health benefits under GAMC the same as those offered under the MA program, effective January 1st of 08.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I would move Section 26 on page 10.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is related to covered health services. It makes mental health benefits under Minnesota Care the same as those offered under medical assistance effective January 1st of 08, except targeted case management is effective January 1st of 09. It's my understanding the Senate language was adopted.
Madam Chair, I'd move on page 11, section 31 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a House-only section, co-payments and co-insurance. It excludes mental health services from the $3 co-pay for non-preventative visits. It's my understanding that the conference committee funded that.
Yes.
16. Madam Chair, I would move... Section 16 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion will be adopted.
The next is limited benefits coverage for certain single adults in households without children. It's my understanding that this is being repealed in a different article.
Yes.
So we don't need it?
It's being changed in a different article. So we can just skip over this. Repeal. Repeal.
Oh, okay. The next...
When we get to the other section, we'll be doing it.
The next section is House Section 19, Senate Section 25, related to compulsive gambling assessments. The language is similar related to the asking the department to standardize assessment amounts. However, the Senate adds... expands the definition of assessor in the Senate language, which was part of the mental health bill. And it's a non-funding issue, so.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 35 of the Senate language.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, I was just going to concur with that recommendation.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a House only, Section 20. It's a report. Instructs the commissioner to report regarding state funds transferred to counties for nurses employed as part of the assertive community treatment teams. It states a report is... to address ways to dedicate these positions to the nurses currently employed in the positions.
The Senate has an amendment.
Yes.
approve the first.
So we'll have the amendment distributed.
And Madam Chair, I was not sure if this was a funding issue.
No. At least I'm not aware of it. It's an amendment to try to make the language more workable.
Move this first.
Thank you.
So this is an A65 amendment, and it just would not apply to positions that are vacated by routine attrition.
Madam Chair, I'd move the A65 amendment.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Now, Madam Chair, I would move Section 20 of Article 5 of the House.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a House-only section. Case management best practices requires the Commissioner of Human Services to consult with stakeholders to develop recommendations for changes in the adult mental health case management consistent with evidence-based and best practices. I'm not sure if this has a fiscal impact.
Does anyone know?
Education, do you think, on this study?
This has a fiscal impact. Mm-hmm. We didn't think it did, but we keep hearing that we have things in this bill that aren't funded, so we just want to make double sure.
Well, Madam Chair, then I would move.
Wait, just a second here. We need to just get this on the record here. Mr. Allen?
Madam Chair, Don Allen with the Department of Human Services. This would be at a cost level that the department would absorb.
Fiscal impact, then.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 21 of the House language on page 12.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a House-only section related to Regional Children's Mental Health Initiative. It's my understanding that this section has been funded.
That's correct.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 22 of the House language.
This, however, has been funded on a one-time basis, so do we need to have a sunset on it or...
Madam Chair, the it's in uncodified language, and the report and evaluation is due in December of 2009. Do you want to sunset the
money? If it's funded on a one-time basis, then the uncodified language goes away if it's not funded again.
Right.
Okay, Madam Chair,
it
does reference a two-year project on line 287.24 already.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 22 of Article 5 on page 12.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 23 is a House-only section related to trauma-focused evidence-based practices to children. It states that organizations certified to provide children's therapeutic services and supports are eligible to apply for a grant to provide trauma-focused evidence-based practice to children who are living in a battered women's shelter homeless shelter, transitional housing, or supported housing who have been exposed to domestic violence, community violence, or are refugees. This was one of the issues that was incorporated into the A96 amendment.
I guess maybe we should see if we're ready to take that A96 amendment.
Madam Chair, I believe we are. However, on the third page, you have the supportive housing, which I'm trying to resolve.
Well, we could hold that part of the amendment.
Yes.
So I don't know if people still have that amendment in their homework pile. So, the place that we will.
Madam Chair, if I could just briefly speak to the amendment, because I believe not all members may have it from earlier this week.
I do, so we can.
The amendment itself is a compromise between the House and the Senate, taking the language from the Senate and incorporating the different pieces of the grants that the House had. For example, in the children's mental health grants, one of the areas that the House focused on was respite care. It would include the respite care language as at 15%, I believe, that applications for that area would be part of the children's mental health. And the other different grants do the same as going forward. The part of the amendment that we will be holding is the supportive housing, the transitional housing for mental illnesses at this time. I have members, I do support the amendment.
Well, Madam Chair, I would move the A96 amendment.
So Ms. White has a technical correction to the amendment.
Madam Chair and members, on page 5, lines 5.24 to 5.28 needs to be deleted. It's no longer being tracked. It was an error to add that into the amendment. And then it's my understanding that the supportive housing services for adults with mental illness at $1.5 million per year is on or in 08 and $3 million in 09 is on hold. Okay.
It's not. I don't think so. What's she talking about?
Is that the housing?
She restated that.
Yeah. But that's. So we'll just put that section on hold and come back to that part of the amendment later, but I think we're ready to do the rest of the amendment. Ms. White, if you could just restate the section that's on hold.
Page 5, lines 5.15 to 5.23, supportive housing services for adults with mental illness.
This is on this part of the amendment.
Whole page here. So, Madam Chair, I would move the A96 amendment accepting the lines 515 through 523.
Is that correct, Ms. White?
And then also 5.24 to 5.28 just needs to be deleted.
And in addition to that, we also will not move the 524 through 528.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair. I'm wondering if I could get a copy of that amendment from someone who doesn't need it anymore.
You took your homework pile home and didn't bring it back, so we'll get you another one.
Thank you. We got one.
Good. Do you need any of what was on hold repeated?
No, I trust that it was reported correctly. I just need to look at it.
Okay. All right.
And then, Madam Chair, the next house section, the dual diagnosis demonstration project.
I believe that was incorporated into the last amendment.
Yes, it was.
So we don't need to adopt that language.
House only, section 25, is the Minnesota Family Investment Program Children's Mental Health Pilot Project. It's my understanding that this was funded by the conferees.
Yes.
The Department of Human Services has asked, however, for to add language that states up to $100,000 to the Department of Human Services for the evaluation. This would come out of the $300,000 that...
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you. This is an amendment that the department deems necessary to make sure that it's dealing with the concerns that it's heard as it relates to the evaluation. The advocates support the language.
So,
all right. Madam Chair, I will move the A174 amendment.
Representative Walker moves the A174 amendment to Section 25 of Article 5. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I'd move Section 25 as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next two sections are Senate-only sections. I think these were from Senator Rosen's bill. Recommendations on changing Consolidated Chemical Dependency Treatment Fund and a plan.
This was a bill of mine, and it's on hold at this point.
Hold?
Yes.
Both of them? The other was a plan for improving community-based substance abuse treatment.
I believe that's on hold also.
And, Madam Chair, then the outstanding issues in this article relate to Senate-only Section 5 and 19, unless House staff can think of something we missed.
So hopefully we'll be coming back to that a little bit later.
Madam Chair, there's one section that remains.
So, members, there was one outstanding section in that article, but we're not adopting that, so we can consider the licensing article completed.
Madam Chair.
Representative Abler.
Just a comment on the article we're not going to adopt.
That's sad.
Yeah, and this is an article about background, about disqualifications and setting aside disqualifications. And just to express my opinion on the what we did a couple years ago was we've deprived people who are very capable to work, the opportunity to work. And in behalf of the gentleman who lives down the hall that Albania represents from time to time, we're deferring this section. But I hope that there's other work being done to look into the backgrounds of these folks who are extremely capable to do jobs that we need. We are a state who believes in rehabilitation, and you pay your dues and you do your time, and we give you a second chance. And I hope that we can work on that in the future, Madam Chair.
Representative Abler, unfortunately, that language had to be deleted from that conference committee report also. So
thank you, Madam Chair.
In the future, we'll just have to be rolling up our sleeves again on this issue. Members, then I think at this time we have done quite a bit of work. I think it's very good, and I think this would be a good time for us to take a recess. So the conference committee will be in recess to the call of the chair. I do believe that we will be reconvening tonight. That is our fervent goal. And so we'll try and finish some. Oh, really?
These articles. Yeah.
I don't have any.
Oh, okay. We have a little more work we could do. So Ms. Kavanagh has some sections we could adopt. So let's. Article 3. Let's pull that one out.
Yeah, I'm willing to dump that.
I can figure
it's
out.
Good. Here we go. Oh, yes.
This isn't called transitional housing, by the way. It's spelled mental health support.
Okay. So you're just going to do this.
We've got just a short list more, and anything we can do and send to the revisor helps.